And that was kind of, he got into that through my mother's uncles. They worked for, they were pipe fitters, worked for. Had a great uncle that just died this year, retired from, worked for him all his life. He stayed on the road all his life too.
How old were you when your father went to the war?
I was five.
Wow. Was it, I guess the town had to be really different when all the men left town.
I'm sure it was, but I was not, I didn't think in those terms at that time. I just knew my dad was gone.
Right.
Did you call your dad dad? Like, what did you call your mom and dad? In different places, people have different ways of
calling. I was just mom and daddy.
What about your grandparents?
On my mother's side, my grandfather, was his name was Ed, so he was Pa Eddie.
Pa Eddie?
Pa, P-A, Pa Eddie. And my grandmother was Nanny. On the Sullivan side, it was Daddy George and Mama Sue. Yeah.
I had a nanny too.
Yeah.
Seems like there's not as many nannies anymore as there used to be.
Well, they've all, Joyce is a nana. She's not a nanny.
Oh,
she's
I didn't know.
Nana.
So now there's a nana.
Nana.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they nanny just doesn't sound, I guess, well, it's not politically correct. I've offered it to nana.
So now you become
nannies.
I like that.
That's hilarious. I had never thought about that, but I did notice nannies are hard to come by anymore these days.
Yeah, you don't see that. It's interesting how, and you can choose, my grandfather, Pa Eddie, was a character, and so my younger brother is named George Edward. He's named after my grandfather. So when his first grandchildren came, I said, are you going to let them call you Pa Eddie? No.
So what do they call him, Grandpa?
I think they call him Papa.
Uh-huh. What do your grandkids call you?
Pops.
And do they all call your wife Nana, or do different ones have different names for that? She's Nana to all.
Well, now there's just three of them, and the oldest one's four. So Joyce and I got a late start having children, and our children have had a late start having children. So I was 61 years old when my first one was born. So it's.
Now, do your kids live around here?
No, I have a daughter who lives in Clemson, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. She went up there to school, met this young man, and they got married, and he's in the restaurant business there, so they stay there. Oldest daughter, Jenny, went to Georgia College in Millersville, and met a young man there. They married. He's from Macon, so they live up in Juliet, north of Macon. She teaches school, grammar, elementary school, first grade.
Too far away then.
No. I had a rule when they went to college, you got to go to school at least 100 miles away from home.
At least, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For the experience.
Yeah, they, you opt to come home your freshman year too much if it's less than that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We started talking to them about our job was to get them to a point of independence. You know, you're a successful parent if you can get your children to a point of independence. And we started talking to them about that when they were sophomores in high school. So they were kind of, Angie didn't want to go, another rule was had to go to a state supported school. She wanted to go to Clemson, her cousin, my brother's oldest boy had gone to Clemson. And my brother had gone to Clemson, so she wanted to go to Clemson. So I told her she could go to Clemson if she would. But she'd be in debt when she got out because she'd have to pay the difference.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So she agreed to do that.
Really?
And she paid the difference. And